Friends of Bill was a pretty much an unofficial club, but there was a lot of people that were members of it, and there were anybody that was a friend of Bill. And Bill would, about every month or so, or whenever he felt like it, would call up and invite people to lunch. And it would be at a different place, and sometimes there would be 10 there, sometimes there'd be 25 there. And he would always have maybe a special guest. It might be the new president of the university or the new chancellor or the new police chief or whoever it was would be a special guest there. And he just, the whole purpose of this in Bill's mind was just to connect people together, just get people to know people and to know who this guy was and who that guy was, and so that there would be a sort of a network out there. So he was a network builder, and these people were called Friends of Bill. And you became a member just by getting a phone call from Bill and him inviting you to lunch, and that's what it was.
And I noticed on your Facebook page about the new Friends of Bill Club in Heaven. That's got to be a pretty stout group of people now.
I tell you what, it really is. I would imagine that the first lunch was probably already held, probably today. And, yeah, you're absolutely right, because there's a lot of people that have gone on before Bill and that... They were very good friends of him. As a matter of fact, there's some of those that I met. But I would dare to say that probably Bill Irwin knew more people in Bryan College Station than anybody in the history of the city.
And you and I both know that it is a vanishing breed of professionals who will stay in one place their entire career and have the ability to know so many people in so many different places for the community's good.
Yeah, well, Bill got to know a lot of people through his job at GTE, and because he was the PR guy, or he was the face of GTE for many years until he got sick and was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And even after that, and when he was forced to retire because of his illness, he stayed here, and all he did, his whole purpose was just to help organizations and help people. The Bryan Education Foundation, even the College Station Education Foundation, the St. Joseph Foundation. He would start libraries at schools. He would stock those libraries. Bill was all about just helping organizations and helping kids, and he was totally unabashed about calling anybody anytime and asking them to help too, either by money or by showing up are just laboring. Bill was not at all shy about calling you up and saying, hey, will you do this for this organization? And it was virtually impossible to tell Bill no.